News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
A new OECD report highlights the absence of household water charges in Ireland and suggests evaluating the current funding model for water services to determine if it adequately covers high investment costs. We're joined to discuss this by John Gibbons, environmental journalist, and Conor Reddy, People Before Profit councillor for Ballymun Finglas. John, to you first. Is it time to look at water charges again?
Good morning, Shane. Yeah, I think so. I mean, water is obviously a critical service for all of us. But in the same way that electricity is a critical service, as we've seen with the loss of electricity for so many people in the recent storm, and I haven't heard anybody make a reasonable argument to say that electricity should be free. I don't think anybody would suggest that that's a sensible idea. And I think water and electricity in that regard, they're both critical in services. They both cost a huge amount to deliver. And I think that's the important point here. There is no free water in Ireland at the moment. The government, state, as in the taxpayer, is paying huge amounts of money, both in terms of annual budget for Uisce Éireann, and also in terms of we're looking at a €6 billion investment in infrastructure coming up for Uisce Éireann. And the question really is, this is a critical resource, a vital resource. It's costing billions to maintain and deliver, and it isn't free. The question really is simply who should pay for it. And my belief is that the people who use it should pay for it.
Let's bring in Conor, your response to that, Conor.
Yeah, look, I don't disagree with John on the need for investment in water infrastructure. That's very clear. We do need a serious investment, not just to increase supply, but also to address the issue that was there before, which is leaks. I still think 37-38% of the treated water that we have in our pipes is lost to leaks still. So there's a massive need for investment in infrastructure there. But I think I'd still make the same argument that the mass movement made in 2015 and 16, which is that ordinary people should not be picking up the tab here. Water usage per capita in Ireland is about 130 litres per day, which is quite a bit behind the European average, is 145 litres per day. You look at the biggest users of water, it's the data centres, it's the tech sector. These are the industries that I think should pick up the tab. General taxation is a perfectly fine way to fund water infrastructure.
Okay,
as well.
John Gibbons, how about that? Yeah, general taxation is how we should be funding this.
Well, of course, we are currently funding this through general taxation. And the issue here really is that the ordinary taxpayer is picking up the tab. So if you're living in a two up, two down, for example, you're paying the same amount towards water as somebody living in a 5 acre mansion with extensive lawns and so on. So the person in the two up, two down is subsidising the large person, the person with the large house and the big gardens. This is the situation. When you have flat fees like this, it actually penalises the regular
Let me put that to Conor. John, how about that? Like the person in the two up, two down is paying the same as somebody with a swimming pool.
I don't agree with that.
You can't really disagree with that. That is the reality, isn't it?
You don't notice the cost of water or the cost of any particular service when you're paying your income tax or you're paying any other tax, whether it's road tax or something different. What I think is true as well, it's not just general taxation. There are commercial water rates out there. I think that's where we need to look if we're going to increase investment. So like the biggest users, the data centres use hundreds of millions of litres of water every day, far more than even someone with a swimming pool and a nice lawn. So I think they're the biggest users. They're the ones that are putting the biggest strain on the system and the infrastructure. So again, they're the ones that should pick up the tab. It's similar to the argument around electricity and data centres, I think. Like, we have to look at who the biggest users are.
Okay, John Gibbons, respond to that.
Sure. Well, of course, commercial water users do pay for water. The only people who don't pay for water in Ireland is the residential users. So I can assure Shane that the data centres, who I would have as big a problem with, by the way, in many regards as he does, they do in fact pay for the water. In the same way, if you've got a factory down in Little Island, it pays, its water is metered and paid for. So we have metered and paid for water at an industrial and commercial level. What we don't have, and we're the only country, by the way, in the OECD that decides to give away this hugely valuable resource for free, And by giving it away for free, of course, it gets squandered.
Okay, last word to you on this, Conor Reddy. Giving it away for free, it's squandered, and we're the only country in the OECD that doesn't have water charges.
It's not a good reason to introduce water charges. People are already really struggling in Ireland. We know that the cost of living crisis, people's bills aren't going down. We pay enough for everything already. I think it'd be a huge strain. It'd be met with huge resistance if the government were to attempt to reintroduce water charges. This same OECD report also recommended revising rent pressure zones.
Yeah, we're not getting into that now, Conor. We're not getting into that, Conor. Sorry, Conor, we don't have time for that. I'm going to have to cut you off.
Yeah,
fair enough, but we're going to have to leave it there. Conor, thank you indeed. Sorry to cut you off, but we do have to leave it there. John Gibbons, just very quickly, a really quick response to you on that news, the Irish Independent reporting today, Coalition making a controversial LNG facility a top priority, decision due in the next few weeks. A very quick reaction to that, please.
Yeah, I suppose this is the Coalition showing its true colours. LNG is, from a climate point of view, is catastrophic. Most of the LNG we're looking at here would be imported fracked gas from the US. To burn this, it's more climate damaging than actually burning coal in Money Point. So it just, again, unfortunately, indicates that the coalition government, this particular coalition government, doesn't understand the climate emergency and more importantly, doesn't care about it. So I think it's a catastrophic decision.
John Gibbons, environmental journalist, Conor Reddy, Councillor Conor Reddy of People Before Profit. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.